Amen. Amen. Wilderness. Do you avoid yourself yet? The requirements, you know. My words mean anything. I told you. Yeah. I told you no one gets into the kingdom. No one. Me, you, or anyone. No one. If you don't abhor yourself. Don't look like that to me. Come out from among them and be separate, for they are lovers of their own self. The opposite of loving yourself, disgusted with it. Just disgusted. Oh, boy. There's so many things happening today, and we just sit around. I wish I had a big mirror up here. Hallelujah. Let you see what I see. Okay. And what I see is what God sees. Now wait a minute right there. Wait a minute now. Well, we'll go along with that to a point.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Are you afflicted? Do you have enough food?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Aren't you ashamed that you don't understand that kind of language?
Oh, bless you.
That many... So if you're righteous, your badge is affliction.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And if any of you afflict it, then pray.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
How often do you pray? Why, it shouldn't be often at all. Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
There's no often.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And in everything,
hallelujah,
give thanks. For this
Hallelujah.
Is the will of God
Yes.
in Christ Jesus
Glory.
Concerning you.
Yes.
Blessed are they that mourn. I went through an episode right there with word after word of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Any others? What's wrong with you? You're full. What's wrong with you? You're full of yourself. And I'm back at the same old situation I've been for the last 3 years. I would love to speak unto you folk here.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Concerning spiritual things.
Yes, Lord.
But you're carnal.
Glory.
And most of the people you talk to are carnal. They think they're spiritual. How you doing? You're talking to your family.
Hello.
Huh? You start talking spiritual to them. And, of course, most people, we love our families. All I know is that's what the book says.
Yes, Lord.
That book.
That book.
That book.
Hallelujah.
See, and I'd like to tell you what's going on, but we don't have the mind of it. We have the carnal mind.
Glory. My Lord God Almighty.
Upon whom the ends, plural, now, come on, admit it. Nobody ever quotes that and emphasized that to you.
Amen.
Not end.
No.
Now, we're past the ends.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're facing the end.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the way you are. Last night as I was walking through my house, all of a sudden I found myself knocked on the floor. I struggled for 20 minutes maybe. Just to get up. She tried to help me, but couldn't do it. So I reached way down inside of me and just about kill myself to put forth the strength to get up. Now, I would be very deceitful if I would try to use that to convince you people. So I started searching the Lord. What's going on? Because it didn't look like I was going to make it.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Of course, see, you all holler, he's a sign, he's a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign. That's crazy, isn't it? See, I'd like to talk to you about what's transpiring in the spiritual realm, but we're carnal. Folks say, what should we do about it? Well, I heard sister talking to her sister that was here, had no reason to leave. Left because she thought she wanted to go get a chance to see her children. Well, talk to her now. Okay. Huh? Come on, y'all doing it. Who's it talking about? Well, your family. Your kid folks. Oh. And the desolation that you hear.
Yes, Lord.
It's just appalling. I wanted to holler and say, tell her to come here. Okay. But we did that one time. Right. I got people all over this country hollering, will you tell us what to do? Well, I can tell you what to do, most of you that's listening to me. Okay. Get the hell out of your city. Get out of that damn church. Yeah. Where do we go? Where God will show you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Where is that? Well, here's a light shining all the time.
Yeah.
See, the reason I don't just come right out and say, come here,
oh, Jesus.
I'm afraid a lot of you would do it. And then you wouldn't come right. There's only one way to get to the kingdom. Oh, yes, there's one. And you got to come right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus.
Last night, as I lay sleeping,
oh, bless you.
I dreamed.
Hallelujah.
I know this is a song, but it's got a lot of truth to it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one you served down on earth. When you're serving yourself, that's the one on earth.
Glory to God.
You help me. Is he satisfied? Is he satisfied?
Oh, God. Jesus.
Now, I remember some time ago, a couple of years ago, we brought up that little story about is he satisfied? And the Sister Cheryl popped on the big mouth, began to sing a song. Hey, we forget. The song goes like this. When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. Well, how come you're satisfied for? How come you're satisfied with the way things are? I don't like to say something, but I should. Last night, she was talking to her sister, Linda. Got her own home. Her children are not with her. And she said to her, how's your romance life? Well, I ain't got one. I got a few men who are my friends, but there's no romance. Do you know, a lot of you folk don't know that you have no romance with Jesus?
My Lord. Hallelujah.
No
romance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a God,
oh,
but no romance.
Oh,
you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Huh? What can take just a man, friendship, and make it worse on romance.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Who's I know. We don't know that kind of love, do we?
Ooh,
don't you know we have romance with each other?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, fools. Oh, 15 minutes now. And you won't make any effort. You might embarrass yourself, huh?
Hallelujah.
Now look around. Right? That's what you do. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, now, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say, that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Nobody perks up. Oh, y'all know the book so well, don't you? But do you know him?
Hallelujah! Glory!
We just know about him. Now, I told you a story like that before, haven't I?
Oh, Jesus.
Remember? What did I tell you? Damn this house. Well, you can't expect us to remember. Get the Holy Ghost, and he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Whatever I ever told you, he'll bring it to your remembrance right at the time when you need to remember. Good, do it. Just sit there, harden up again. See, you've done it so long, folks, that the Word of God doesn't move you at all. Now, I told you, I think it was just 2 weeks ago, I mentioned Herbert W. Armstrong. Uh-huh. Became very famous worldwide on the subject of Parker Thomas. Became for a short period of time known all over the world for a message. Are they ashamed? No. Well, just because you say it, Brother Stan, I don't mean nothing. Rex Humbert became known for, what is that? I talk of the evolve. Are they ashamed? No. How timely those men were, but their name still goes down in the annals of religion. Now, Armstrong was correct on a lot of things. The world tomorrow, for instance. Sure has changed. Now, where Armstrong erred was he taught British Israel. That's flesh. God's people are not flesh. Because flesh and blood. Amen. Amen. How come you like to shine your flesh out so much? Touch me. See, you folk, for some reason or other, you just have got to where you're not going to remember the thing that God had me teach to you up to this point. Because you don't think it applies to you. As I was coming across the path again, driving the road, the Lord said to me, son, do you understand, boy, when I came to the end of my life, I had just 12?
Yes, Lord.
And when I began to relate to them what was going to happen, they got so confused.
Yes, Lord.
Well, what did I do with that, Lord? That's a pattern. Look how few I have. You know most people out there believe I have a lot of money. How in the world could you do what you're doing? That's a good question. Well, what am I doing? Today you can't picture how you got all these stations being kicked off by many of them. A lot of them put me back on because of the Catholic Church. Or because of people like you who said he's a man of God, but then, oh, haven't you heard what he's done? Talking right to you. Right at you.
Hallelujah.
Whom do men, Jesus said. Now, you see, I guarantee you, I stake my very soul on this, not just my life, my soul, that most of you folk have no perception of where I'm going. Let me read another verse to you. See, before I came out of the house. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Oh, well, that's just the Bible. We'll translate that a little different. Another one. And every spirit... Look, just listen to me. Don't try to follow me. Because well, you know what you're reading. It's in the book.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Is that a mouth confession? No, it isn't. In the flesh. Your manner of life. Does your fleshly life confess that Christ is in you? Of the truth. Every spirit. You don't know what your body language? Huh? Flesh? And that which is flesh? Is flesh? And they that are in the flesh? Well. And you wonder why he's got a lot of affliction? Oh, it's your God. I do this all the time. But you folks, you just sort of pass it off. Job said, I abhor myself.
Hallelujah.
But look what God was doing to him in the flesh. He turned him over to Satan. Oh, give you all a chance. And you know, I can tell you what I've been through. Isn't that wonderful? You've been through? Oh, you used to sing it, don't you? I'm...
going through.
Oh, boy. Only about half of you. And even you are singing half-heartedly. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is in the world. So what do you think is going to be in you if you're in the world? Huh? What's going to be in you if you're doing like the world? Well, come on, all you logical readers. Come on. Who says believing that Jesus is the Christ
Hallelujah.
Is born of God. And everyone that loveth him
Hallelujah.
That begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. You love one another?
Glory.
He that loveth is of God. You love them that love you. Ah, that examination chart, huh? Click.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I mentioned to you the voice of healing. I mentioned to you Ernest Sandy, for instance. Rex Humbert. The Cathedral of Tomorrow. How do you talk to them, Lord? Their eyes are so dark. How do you tell them what's really happening? Every one of you, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, heard me talk about the thunders. And I got a lot of guys out there, they want a thunder. So they call me and they... When are you folk going to wake up? What is God going to have to do to wake you up? Awake thou that sleepest. What do you know will be the results of that?
Christ.
And Christ will give you life. Oh, you love the sister and look so knowledgeable, don't you? Turn your heads. No repentance. No sorrow of heart. How do I go with it, Lord? They don't believe me. I'm just an old man that runs my mouth. Everyone wants me to give them special treatment because who they is. God gives us special treatment about who we are. Who are we? Now, are we sons of God? Doesn't look like that, though. No, it don't look that way. But there's a hope. That we know when he shall appear. Then I believe that's a hope worth living for. I believe that's a hope worth dying. For me to live is Christ, because of that hope, but to die, I got it. Don't threaten me with death. It's a lot easier for me to die right now than to live. A lot easier. You folks just can't comprehend that, can you? Several years ago, I mentioned to you about the three major religions. Judaism, Christianity, which is speculated to be from the Catholic Church, and Muslims. All three are very wealthy. They're all vying for the same piece of land. And they all say to serve the same God. You Catholics, you're not serving God. You Muslims, you're not serving God. You Jews, You are not serving God. What are you folk? You're not serving God. You're serving yourself. That's not God. Self-serving. Self-pleasing. Now, this weekend, two of the leaders, again the Pope, he believes he is Jesus Christ. They will tell you that. They're supposed to tell you he is. Now, this other guy that he went to see, he believes he's the successor of Peter. And Jesus said to Peter, I give you the keys. So here, Pope John or Pope, you don't have the keys. You don't get it. The old man goes to the high man. The guy from Baghdad did not go to Rome. The guy from Rome went to Baghdad. Hey!
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it.
And you hear the Muslims. This guy's supposed to be the head of the Muslim religion. And they say he don't live nothing like the Pope of Rome does. Although they all control a lot of wealth. What do you think those Muslims are so powerful for? What in the world government? What is power?
Money.
That's why folks think I got a lot of money. Can't explain this power. They think you all got a lot of money. You were bought with a price. Not with money. Somebody! A lot of times folk accuse me of picking on the Pope because I talk the kind of words a little bit because the Pope believes he's infallible.
Right.
So all those religions, I believe they're infallible. Well, I in Christ am infallible. Can't be wrong, won't be wrong, I'm not wrong. How much you go around trying to testify how right I am? Huh? What a stupid thing. Little old farm, South Carolina. How many of you folks believe I got a lot of money? You want some? Bingo. Now the Pope and the leader of the Muslims or the Billy Grahams or the leaders of the religious system, they're not Christ!
Amen.
Neither am I!
Amen. Hallelujah.
I preach Christ, but I'm not Christ.
Amen.
My only hope is if I die like Christ, I'll be raised like Christ. Blessed are they. Oh, my tired Lord, I want to cease from this labor. Then I just pick out an incident. Like her sister. Talk like just like a little girl. She talks just like a And I'm laying there looking at talking. Do you understand why you're in the pickle you're in? Because of the wasted life. The opportunity that God gave you. Wasted years. Wasted years. There's one for you, Richard. Find that one for me. Sons of Song. Wasted years. That's the only song they became famous for.
Hallelujah.
Wasted years. Wasted years.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, how foolish.
Oh, bless.
I said, Richard, I didn't mean few folks could try to find it now. Maybe you can remember it.
Hallelujah.
The Sons of Song joined the Southern Gospel group back when I was just a young guy in Atlanta. That's where I heard them. I used to go to their Saturday night gospel sings in the city auditorium. It's always packed. People of all races, not races, but colors or religions. Most of the time, black folk, they go to them. They had their own hucklebucks. It's amazing how much of our religious practices follow our flesh. I try to explain to you that, but you don't, huh? I go again, huh? See? This is the way black folk clap their hands. This is the way white folk clap their hands. And so they can't worship together. Two different kind of claps. Isn't it a shame that black folk and white folk and Baptist folk, they can't worship together? Because they all have a form. And because God let me work right through the whole bunch.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Down with being black.
Amen.
Down with being white.
Yes,
you've got to be right.
Hallelujah.
And God's righteousness is neither black nor white.
Hallelujah.
It's right.
Hallelujah.
And there is a way that seems so right. When are you folks going to thank God he's brought you at least this far out of that mess? Ah, you forget it. It's like a sister forgot. Just as they eased up and was a little nice to them, they thought they were home free. Just as soon God gives you a little blessing, he's at home. He ain't home yet, folks. Uh-uh. And the fight is on. And it's not against your brother, it's against that old man, that old woman. I find within me a law that wars, that wars, that wars, that wars. I find within me a law that wars, that wars. I get in the spirit of my mind. Why won't you folk rejoice in the word of God? When the last time I even read that scripture? I can't remember the last time I read it. It's in there though. Is it in you?
Oh, yeah.
I've been accused of talking like the Pope.
Right.
He's infallible.
Right. Right.
Well, Christ and me, I'm infallible.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Never.
Oh, Jesus.
Never.
Heaven. What does it take to bring you people, you dead, dry bones, alive? Oh, you sophisticated saints. And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias. And others, Jeremiah. My God, any one of those would have been commendable. Forgive me, Lord. I'm looking for these people to agree with me. I don't need that. I need you to agree.
Hallelujah.
Upheld by your power.
All right.
Not by theirs.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he saith unto them, but whom say you that I am?
Amen.
If anybody would ever read the Bible long enough, you'd heard Jesus many times saying, I am.
I am. Hallelujah.
You go back to the Old Testament, you hear where God spoke to, I think it was Moses once.
Yes.
Tell him that I am that.
Yes.
Not a,
no,
but that.
Yes.
I am
yes.
that.
Hallelujah.
I am
yes.
that. They want to know who sent me, God. Tell them I sent. The I am sent you. Just tell them which I am. That one. That. That. This is that. The I am. I wish somebody gets so excited you can't sit still. Why, since I blessed you and I told you come from some of them, little of that black blood over there. Why don't you act like them?
Hallelujah!
Oh, look, see? just get out of character. Don't act black. Don't act white. Don't act at all. And whatever you do in your acting, if it's in Christ, you'll be right. I wish somebody. And Simon Peter answered and said, hear it, world. Hear it, Muslims. Hear it, Hail Marys. Hear it, black man. Hear it, rich man. Hear it, poor man. Hear it, lost man. Hear it, saved man. Thou art the Christ. The Son. God manifested, revealed in the flesh. Oh, you sit there and say, amen. And then you forget it. First chance you get, you forget it. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Our Father. Now, here's what both of these churches are doing. The Catholic Church says they are the successor of Jesus Christ, literally Jesus. The Pope, in his theology, says he is Christ on earth. The Muslim one, from where he went to, he believes he's a successor of Peter. So he believes he's Peter. And they're both, and the Jews, they all believe the same Messiah. They believe the Messiah's coming. Get out of my presence, you devils. You sit in my presence in the time. No wonder I stay with you. I tell you why I stay with you. Because you're a bunch of spiritual know-it-alls. And I don't care what you know. Do you know him? The hell what you know is who you know. And he know you. Somebody. And the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Yes, and there came out of the graves after this resurrection. Yes. And they went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Yes, listen now. Yes. Peter Briggs, listen. Yes, listen to this word. Change it all you want to. I'm going to read the way it's written. Yes. Now the centurion, the Roman soldier, and they with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake. And those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, 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 Jesus was the Son of God. The centurion? And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Now, I talked about that. The veil of the temple was the place between the holy and the holy of holies. And the only one who was allowed to go through that veil into the holy of holies was the high priest. And when Jesus died on the cross, he became our high priest. Whoever lives to make intercession for you according to the will of God. Somebody! So when he died on the cross, that veil was torn. It was about 2.5-3 feet wide. No man could do it. I don't know why you sit there like that. Good news of the gospel. Oh, you feel sorry for yourself, don't you? And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Father, into thy hands now. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top. Look at this. And when the centurion, again, the Roman soldier, and when the centurion which stood over against him and saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, surely, greatly, mighty, marvelous. Hereby know we, or you, the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
Every spirit.
Hallelujah.
Not by might.
No, hallelujah.
No man can call Jesus the Christ.
No.
Except by the Spirit of God. By the Holy Ghost. And you shall receive power. And you can cry, He is Lord! Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Here's how you know it. Why? Y'all waiting for me to tell you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
For the spirit of this age. Anti.
Lord.
So anti that we turn the truth of God into a lie.
Lord.
And worship and serve the creature more than the creator.
Amen.
Who is blessed forever. I know it seems awful, selfish, but I can't understand how I can stand up here. This is weak physically I've ever been in my whole life.
Hallelujah.
And you folks see God just quicken me.
Hallelujah.
And you don't quicken.
Glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour.
Amen.
And about the ninth hour, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's what it is. Your hour begins at 6 a.m.
Hallelujah.
First watch, 6 to 9. Second watch, 9 to 12. Third watch, 12 to 3. Then the fourth watch. They won't budge. They just, damn it, they won't budge. They just sit there in defiance.
Hallelujah.
Maybe one of these days you'll be able to sing from the bottom of your heart, I am so glad Jesus found me, because I couldn't find him. And he told you the only way you're going to find him is when you seek for him with all your heart. And your heart just sees it, doesn't it? Doesn't it? So deceitful and so desperate. Not you. So desperate. But we're not even as wise as century. Wow. Hanging on the cross. On one side, between two thieves. I showed you the one side represented the Jews. If you're the Christ, come on down. Save us. He didn't come down, did he?
No.
Because he used the word if. The other one said, Lord.
Yes.
He didn't say if. You're not the king of the Jews. You're not the Lord of the Jews. You're the Lord of all men. He said, remember me, Lord. When you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today. Do you both know that today is today? About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Elijah,
yes,
Elijah, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood by, when they heard this, said, this man calling for Elijah. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on the reed and gave him to drink. How many times you folk give you a drink? The rest said, let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. I'm not the way, he said.
Jesus.
The temple came down.
Hallelujah.
I knew in a living way.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why you folks are sitting there so complacent. I don't know how you can hear these kind of things and it just doesn't move you. I preached about that veil being torn from top to bottom. For many years.
Yes,
of course, you didn't catch it. You're just preaching theology. Why not from the bottom to the top? And they began to lead from the eldest to the youngest. Why not from the youngest to the eldest?
I
even answered that for you. You know about sin? Hide it more. How does it feel to look at a woman lust after? Kind of exciting, huh? I know all about it. In fact, sometimes when I was young, I get that spirit of lust, and some I could get, some I couldn't get. And if I try to talk to you about being free from lust, you folk are so full of lust, you can't contemplate somebody being free from lust.
Glory!
I'm not going to touch each other again, didn't I? We know lust takes on a lot of forms. Lust for clothes. Lust for food. Lust for identity.
Glory!
I'm white and I'm right.
Glory!
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm Jewish. So I think about that major celebrity whose daughter, he's black, and his daughter's marrying a Jew. It was in the news yesterday. Not to marry the Jew, she got to convert to Judaism. Isn't that somehow you can convert so quickly? Jesus said, when y'all get converted, some of you sinners need to convert to saints. You need to be converted. He said to Simon Peter, when you get converted, boy, you won't separate the Jew from the Gentile. When you get converted, you'll strengthen your brother. I wish somebody. And they forsook all and followed Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have you done that?
Oh,
if you haven't done that, then you're not a follower.
Glory.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to say, have you done it?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I mentioned to my sister there, who had been hurting as bad as I've been hurting, with her back. And I can't help her because I'm not strong enough. I said to her, I said, I got a letter the other day from somebody named Teresa Dale.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Who's that? That's her new name.
Oh, God.
Big deal.
Oh, Jesus.
I know right now you people, you folk have no confidence. People stand behind to ride the cross, and they didn't know what Jesus was doing.
Hallelujah.
They wag their head, give them vinegar to drink. I wonder why those things were written. I wonder why those things were mentioned. I wonder if Jesus is going to mention your name today at the throne. Aren't you tired, Lord? No, I have a new body. I don't get tired no more. Are you weary? No, I know the end result. Ask and I just keep on asking until I get what I'm asking for. And he's asking for you and for me. And when the devil comes around, you know, devil, that belongs to me. You can't have him. No man can pluck you out of my hand. I wish somebody gets so excited you can't sit still. Oh, boy. Going to get some pizza tonight? Oh, you don't go every Saturday night? Oh. You folk amaze me. Anytime I just switch over and mention something, you get real quiet. You amaze me. You really do. There's nothing here that's his. None of your lies are his. Everybody knows how you act and react. Everybody. Yeah, they do. Let me show you one that I've noticed. Come here. No. I'm doing this. Yeah. Didn't see that? Now, I always take a risk with this. I do. Yeah, I do.
Amen.
Oh, by the way, this is Rose.
Amen.
I haven't got all thorns cut off yet. I'm worried. Smells like Rose, though. Oh, God. What do you think I thought about when I talk about smelling like Rose? Did you yell at me the other day about some perfume? Oh, yeah. Crap. What's the name of that perfume? Rose. It costs about $200-$300 an ounce. Very expensive. So I went looking for it because I like to get things for, just like for you. You need something, I go looking for it. See if I can find it. And we found some very expensive. Now, I don't remember one time rejecting either one of them. So when I do that, money, it don't come to my mind. If I'm going to get something for you, I don't care what it costs.
Amen.
Jesus, God said, son, go save my sinners down. He said, I don't care what it costs.
Amen.
So he becomes the role of the sheriff. And he don't stink. He smells. If you don't know the difference between stinking and smelling, next time you go to the toilet, check it out. How many of you folks stink when you go to the toilet?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank
you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise
you.
Oh, yes.
Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Does nobody call this morning?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hold on, but don't mention the call, they'll call. Oh, see? I wonder who that is. Hello?
Good morning, Brother Spear. Hallelujah. It's Sister Chance from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sayifa Bahakiya Kishay.
Are you willing to pay the price?
Love you.
Are you willing to pay the price?
If nobody
will go with me,
never mind. You folks don't buy that. We just don't do it. Most of us are all mouth, no heart. Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stair. This is Brother Ben responding with the telephone.
God bless Ben. Say again, what do you do with him? What do you do with Ben or the young girl? What do you do with these people who've got themselves so entangled? You know how to get them out? If I bring them all here and they bring their entanglement with them? Ain't that right, Libby? Did you bring Libby with you? How about your children you brought with her? Or even mine?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Now, everybody's using this little children thing to keep them away from this place.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hello? Some folk got ahead of you today.
Yeah, I had it on speed dial, and it just still didn't work this time for first, but I don't necessarily have to be first.
Well,
but
we
I just
want to
preach you the saints. I just preach you in the saints, and I just want to praise the Lord and thank him for sending the prophet, because you're a blessing to me. May the Lord bless you. Maranatha.
Maranatha. My words, they are spirit and they are life. They'll only keep that woman alive spiritually, because the word of God gives you hope. Brother Brown?
You have both.
Brother Brown. Doing my best to get you and me on the same track. Refuse. Hello?
This is Sister Borges in College Park.
God bless you.
God bless the saints.
Hello?
See, I don't get mad at them, people like that. But I told them to get out of the city. These people realize, but their shoes ain't going to be worth a damn when this thing falls down. And they're going to be trapped and snared like a snare. And they want me to say, bring it on, man, yeah! I ain't going to do it. Hello? Hello? God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet.
I ask you, you peanut brains, who sit in my yard today, with your dignified looks on your faces, how would you handle that? How would you deal with it? I don't like temporary moves. I want to come and see if I can live there. And here's the condition by which I live there. I want to go to heaven, but I want to check it out first and make sure I got a nice place down on Hallelujah Avenue. Come on, folks. When are you going to grasp this?
Amen.
Hello?
It's so intense now. It's still rolling from the day you said it back in 2015 that people were just
What is Thunder Number 4?
Thunder Number 4 was when the Pope came to the United States to and he spoke to Congress and the Senate and President Obama.
That's been given a long time ago.
Right, but Brother Stair, it's still rolling.
God bless you, brother. See, I don't mind this kind of stuff. I really don't, but I do mind it. See, I'm waiting for the fifth thunder. Could it have blown? I told you that everyone was involved. Now we got two popes, not just one. Oh, I know you ask her, she'll say the revelation. She'll say the dates and the things. I'll probably lose some more of it because I'm not going to take nothing from any of you. Revelation don't come from you. It don't come from the flesh, mine or yours. This is as close as I've seen the Pope come. Could this be the fifth thunder? Well, the fifth thunder, when it goes, the politics are going to go bang, bang. Well, I don't know about that right there. Thunders are not light. They're a result of light. Why do you respond like that? Huh? First you see a flash of lightning? Why are you folks sitting there just doing that? Brother, why look at me like that? Because I'm not sure of you. That's why. In the foundation of God. Why you look at me like that? Because I'm not sure of you. I'm a sure thing. Yesterday. My brother Stair, you're just like as mean as you was when I first met you. Don't forget it now. The youngest folk who came out forgot. Christianity forgot, and God himself told him that's my servant. And somehow they'll make God a liar. And his spirit bears witness with our spirits with the sons of God. And somehow we want to make God a liar. You know where you're sitting? In the congregation of the Lord. In the presence of the Holy One. I wish with all that you would prosper. Be in hell. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh, the day of deliverance is coming. For this mortal will put on immortality. Wow! In that resurrection morning, we'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, we'll have a new life.
Hallelujah.
Word of God, huh? And after 6 days, and after 6,000 years, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. To hell with science. Medical science. Political science. Christian science. We're going to figure what makes this thing tick. I always used to chuckle when they used to bring that guy that put the greatest mind in the world. And he couldn't figure out a way to himself. With all the medicines and drugs. Ever learning. Have you learned how to live with your husbands yet? Your wives, your friends? Surely you ain't going to make it with your enemies. Huh? And after 6 days, Jesus was a pattern. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. 6 days is the end. Yes, Lord. Oh, Pat Robinson, every time I think what that man said, you dog, you barking dog, anybody that pleases the earth has existed only 6,000 years, you fool. Go ahead, fool, talk on. Amen. Mention that when you get to hell, sir. Because in hell you're going to lift up your eyes and you're going to see the 6 days have come and gone. Amen. And the end is here and there'll be no more heaven, no more earth. Amen. When the hell are we going to reap? After the seventh day, heaven and earth are going to pass away. Amen. And he's going to make all things new. Amen. You won't know one thing about that thing. It'd be all brand new. Do I want to go there? You folks, listen to me, old Rush Limbaugh. Oh, famous guy. I remember when he sealed his doom. Stop it! Now you're sitting there saying, when did you do that right there? When did you tell us about that right there? I remember men like David Epley and Gene Ewan who were men of God. If we get $1 million to the bank, we're going to move to Florida or to California. Well, I got a move coming. Yeah. It's not to California or Florida or New York or... See, you folks don't, you, for some reason or other, Rush Limbaugh boldly, when somebody questioned him about the book of Revelation, see, that's a book that shouldn't be in the Bible. Well, Mr. Limbaugh, you're in the Bible.
Amen.
What a revelation. When you wake up in hell, sir, he that denieth the Son, you deny that word of God, that God, for thousands of years, there was no translation for men to basically understand. In the early Catholic Church, you were even forbidden to look at it. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Priest would find a Bible in your home. Oh, all my fine Catholics. Hail Mary, full of grace. Pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Last rites. I don't know why you folks don't respond to this preaching. You have no consent to that. Huh? When I think of her mother, I have no doubt they gave her the last rites. I have no doubt. Teresa's mother. Catholic tradition is so strong. I wonder how many of your traditions are strong. I'm a woman. I'm a man. I'm a Japanese. I'll tell you what you is. Yeah. You're a sinner. Yeah. wonderful, the matchless grace. People listening to me out there, staying where you are after you've heard me say get out, the day will come when you want to get out and you won't be able to do it. Now's the time. What about my furniture? What about my family? Leave behind and press. Oh, it's easy for you to say. Yep. His yoke is easy. Amen. I'd rather do what he says than what my family says. Amen. How are we doing, Sister Burgess? Still pressing on?
All is well, yes.
Press right on in.
Yes.
And if they get in your way, just run right over.
Yes.
I wonder what made old Burgess think that day when I went down to, instead of receiving that as a love, an act of love. I didn't come to argue with you. Why the hell would you want to argue with me? How many of you folks like to put up an argument? How many of you folks seek to justify yourself? An argument, ain't it? What's so quiet? And after 6 days, do you know the 6 days are behind us? We're in the after. Hey! Is there anybody here that understands me at all? Anybody at all? Anyone? And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and showed them what's going to take place.
Hallelujah.
After 6 days. Amen. Don't read like that, brother. Not the way it reads. What a remarkable word. And was transfigured. Same Jesus, just in a glorified manifestation. Transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun. And the raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. Well, I hear from Moses every day. It's in the book.
Yes,
a book of Moses? And Elias? he's starting to talk a lot more now than ever before. Anybody remember what Elias said when he appeared? Does anybody go show yourself to Ahab? Is that you, Elijah? That's me. Where you been? Been looking all over for you. Been here all the time. Wow! Sister Melanie, you done pretty good a little while ago. Give it another shot. Get all excited. Tingle all over. I'm waiting for that time. Go show yourself to Elijah. Just go tell me Elijah's here. What in the world are you folk really going to do when Elijah is manifested?
My Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God.
It's going to be like a refining fire.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes,
I might have to do like my mama. Wash your mouth out with soap.
My Lord, hallelujah. Oh, thank
my mama one time heard one of my brothers Trust is a little heck, not hell, heck. I must live in another world. When I was a boy, you didn't say heck.
No.
The closer you get to hell, you didn't say hell, you said heck. And Mom would say to me, heck with you, boy. Take my father's shaving mug, open up your mouth. You won't. And clean out your mouth, boy. Heck. This ain't heck. It was a little bypass for hell. Boy, I really have lived long, haven't I? Almost too long to remember all that stuff. You're like the senile, huh? I don't know about you, but I sit down, my toes don't want to work, but my mind, sharp as a bell. Sure can't be my mind. Well, I don't go along with that, I know that. I know, came to his own. Hello, own. Hey there, own. Hey, own. Don't you know you're not your own? Hey, own. You're not your own. You've been bought. All God's trying to do is package you up and send the gift back to God. Boy, I wish somebody gets so excited. And there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talked with him. Then answered Peter and said, Lord Jesus, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us build a big cathedral church. A big mega church, one for you and one for Moses and one for me. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, don't be afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man. Say, Jesus. That's where your Jesus only movement springs from. Well, only Jesus. No, only one Jesus. If you see Jesus, you'll be Jesus only. He said, when you see me, you see the Father, and you see the Son, and you see the Holy Ghost. Here's a verse that's always... It doesn't shake me up because I know what he was doing. And they came down from the mountain and Jesus charged them saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. That magnificent vision. Another place Jesus said, tell no man anymore that I am Jesus the Christ. Crazy. Find it. You don't believe me? I quote the whole thing just the way it's written. Tell no man. I can tell you when God, I was standing at a piano like this with my Bible in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A small storefront. And all of a sudden, okay? And tell no man anymore that I am Jesus,
amen,
the Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Wow!
Yes, Lord.
And
charged the disciples.
Are you folks listening to the book?
Amen. The book.
He that believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Amen.
Now he said to the disciples, don't you tell anybody. Read, where is it at, please?
Matthew
Write it down, fools! Rebellious house! Stiff neck! Go to hell, you steeds! You links! You liars! You dogs! For without her dogs!
Amen.
Barking dogs! Rah, 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 rah! Matthew where? Matthew 16:20, King James Version. Read. Then charged he, Jesus, his disciples
that they should tell
no man
that he, Jesus the Christ,
is the Christ. Whosoever confesses Jesus the Christ is born of God.
Yes, Lord.
So don't you tell anybody else that I am Jesus the Christ. That's got to come by revelation. That's called the born again. That's being born of the Spirit. Do you know him? Does he know you? Do you know each other? Where is Christ? Where is Christ? Damn it. Christ in you! What is it with you people? It doesn't say Christ in thee is the hope of glory. It says Christ in you is the hope of glory. Man does not live by bread alone. And the words of Christ in you. You. And then you can testify, Christ liveth
in me. Christ liveth in me.
Ay, ay, how flat. Ay, so many folks sing like that's the hardest thing in the world. You know, we used to talk about practicing Christianity, and then practice will make perfect. You folks would like to be perfect? Then practice.
Thank you, Father.
Practice. Who in the world? Ay, 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 ay. We are something else. Hey, by the way, this is not only the last generation. This is the lost generation.
Oh, yes.
And God wants to save you out of it. Oh, boy. You know, I didn't get this scripture until about 9:30. I wasn't feeling too good. I keep trying to talk to you about my death. Did Jesus talk about his death?
Yes.
Did Paul talk about his?
Yes.
I must have said it so many times. It could be the last one.
Amen.
What? Passover!
Amen.
Let us pass over.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I told you folks for years, the hope of physical survival in these United States. What a bold statement. And you don't believe it. I just look at your face. Tell us again. I don't quite understand that. No, I have no doubt in my mind, like the old guy. Why don't God do what he said he would do? I'm as blind as a bat. Can't see my nose. Why ain't God? Because he wasn't believing God. He was questioning God.
Amen.
When you question God, you don't believe God. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
You don't question God.
No.
You believe God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I said you don't question God. I got a question for you.
I'd
like to talk to you, Father God. No. Why? Why won't you talk to me? Because I know you got a question for me. You're going to question me, Job.
My Lord.
And I ain't going to let you do it.
Okay.
But look what's happening to me. That's my doing, Job.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And I do what's best for you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, you ought to be so excited that God got you here. And he's doing something even greater. God, you here. He's keeping you here. Well, kept by the power of God. But now, Brother Stair, it is terrible if this thing turned out to be a big old farce. Go no longer into the highways. It was after that statement there that God brought that home to me.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I can't reach him, Lord. I can't reach him. You better get somebody else. What? Come on, God. Somebody else. I sent the best I had.
Glory. My Lord.
Yeah, well, where is he? In you. Good, better, best. It won't be long. We'll have the three major religions, all very wealthy. You think the Catholic Church has more money than the Muslims? Look at the Muslim countries over there. If you look at the Pope's visit over there, look at the wealth they showed. You got some little poems there. They'll show you. Yeah. Go to Baghdad and you find something more elaborate than Rome. Go to Russia and find the Russian Orthodox more elaborate than Rome. You poor people, you just don't have the mind to grasp this, do you? And by the way, low man goes to the high man. Who would consider the little old leader of the Muslim world living outside of Damascus? He lives in a little, he don't live in no palace. He lives in a little mud hut. Because he believes that Jesus didn't live like that. Compare that to the Pope. Compare that to President Trump. What's wrong with you people? And their leader will brag about that. Because he controls the wealth of the Muslim world. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. You people amaze me how you do not comprehend what I'm telling you. And the Pope went from Rome to Iraq. The low man to the high man. It's going to be interesting what they decide. What about you when you see the Pope? It's going to be the low man going to the high man. Where did Jesus go to? He went to the high priest. Why don't you people know the book? Who condemned them? The high priest. They don't know the book, God. And they sit there like they're so knowledgeable, but boy, oh boy, their eyes glass over. It was the high priest that finally rent his clothes and said, he blasphemes. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You folks need to get sound in the faith. Oh, you sound all right, but you're hollow. You get sound in the faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Sound. I have heard the joyful sound. Sound in the faith. I believe the time has come that the Lord should come again. It's been almost 2 hours now. Whom do men say? He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So Jesus was God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He wasn't just the Son of God.
No.
He came from God. That's what.
Right. Amen.
Jesus was, and by the way, he still is. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody gotta believe this. Gotta believe the saving of your soul. I know it's tough to believe today. The old flesh, boy. Can't reason with it. For me to get off that floor last night was about as tough as it could be. In fact, I just wanted to lay down and stay there. And she couldn't pick me up. I got to
Maybe he takes a nap. Oh, boy. Count your many blessings. Hold it. I don't know the way y'all sing that song. What sound like it? Old Brian Bruce. It's a blessing. What a blessing. Oh, what a blessing. It's so simple to watch how people interpret Scripture without the spirit of interpretation. Then it becomes a translation. And translations are not the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Translation says it another way. So it says it the way I see it.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you,
Amen.
But my Father.
Yes.
Revealed what?
Thank you, Father.
Thou art Peter, upon this revelation.
Yes.
I'm giving you Peter, not Peter, the revelation.
Amen.
What was revealed to him?
Yeah.
Upon this rock.
Yeah.
This Jesus, the rock.
Yeah.
I will build my church.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell
Hallelujah.
Shall not prevail against it.
Yeah.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven. Arise, slay and eat, Peter. What? Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean. Peter! Whatever I tell you is clean, don't you dare call it unclean. Unclean, huh? All you unclean folk, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them looked at him and said, I'm going back, tell her, give that God praise. Are you glad to see us, Jesus? Look how clean we are. Yeah, but where's the other nine? Where's the other nine? You're clean through the Word. Where's the other nine? Where are you? And he went leaping and shouting and praising God into the temple. Six days has passed. After 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, and his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart. And when he was transfigured, when he was revealed before them, and his face did shine as the sun,
Hallelujah.
And his raiment was white as the light, who's God going to clothe himself with? Huh? Where are the white raiments going to be? On you and me!
Yeah.
White raiment! He's going to clothe us! He's going to clothe himself with us! I wish somebody would get saved around here. God in my... Shall we stand? I know if the phone stopped. Bad I love that guy. The reason I hesitate, because I've told people for years, the hope of physical, those who are to be alive and remaining. Are you still here?
Thank you.
Are you remaining?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Amen.
I can say one thing, God's sure. Are you sure?
Hallelujah.
What's going to happen to the ones that don't get here? They're going to get killed. They're going to leave their husbands and their children. They're going to leave their families and their jobs and their homes. You're going to kill them.
Yes.
How long, O Lord? Just a little while longer.
Yes, Lord.
To your fellow servants.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Burgess, God may just have to kill you, boy.
My Lord.
I think it's more profitable to die than if you killed him. Jesus did not kill me.
That's right.
Gosh, I'm going to lay my life down. Because the phone went dead. You know, you expect me to call and you treat me like that? You expect God to answer your prayer when you treat him like you treat him? I told you what, said the blind man. If I tell you again, I'd be glad to tell you again. But I'm not going to tell unless you're going to believe. Jesus coming. In my lifetime. I long to die. This battle. I'm not fighting death. I'm not fighting death. I'm going to conquer it. I'm not going to fight it. He already fought it. He conquered death for every man. Somebody! The surround. Oh, I love him. Just to think I'm going to get a chance to lay down my life for my friend. Because there's not a friend.
Glory!
Hope I got you indoctrinated tonight, Jay. You people think, really think you're going to outstare me.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Heavenly Father, I just promise you I would do this. So many folk got so many physical infirmities. All I know is you said these signs shall follow them that believe. You didn't say they would lead us.
Hallelujah.
You said they would follow us.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And the condition is believing. And that's where we come behind.
Yes, Lord.
We come behind with it's all magnified in questioning. And we have to endure. And we have to believe that we have to endure. So I pray this morning you would lay your hands on these people.
Yes, Lord.
I don't mean to be funny, but let one person complain about something, pretty soon five more got it. It's not just like it, but it's similar. But they don't understand that complaining is complaining. Whether it's about a pain in your back or in your toe, my toe, boy, they hurt. So I take off my shoes.
Hallelujah.
I felt that, Lord. Lord bless you. You're dismissed. Heal them, Lord.
How do you divide it? With times. By time, that's how you divide it. See, the old covenant was divided by the time frame of the new covenant. The old covenant was 4,000 years. The new one came into existence when Jesus came. And it's been in existence for 2,000 years, and it is an everlasting covenant. That's what it is. It will not be done away with like the old one was. It will abide forever.